Welcome to Success AF, Customer Success Podcast Series. This is JD.
And this is Elena.
In this series two of our podcast series, we explore customer success trends and the future of CS. Each episode is a short and insightful discussion or interview. We also apply a global lens and explore cultural nuances that create a unique twist. In this episode, I'm really excited to invite Audrey from Statista joining us to discuss more about scaled customer success motions. Remember to subscribe for more Success AF. Hey, Audrey.
Welcome, Audrey.
Hello. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited for this podcast today.
Great. We are excited to have you. Do you want to do a quick introduction for our guests?
Sounds great. Hi, everyone. I'm Audrey. I'm the CSM for Statista. We're a business data platform. I'm basically leading the customer success for Statista clients in advertising, FMCG, and financial services industry for UK and Ireland. In fact, I just moved from Singapore to UK. So everything for the UK market is new to me, but it's also really exciting as well.
Wow, amazing. That does sound exciting.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. So are you up to anything interesting, considering that we've been through a couple lockdowns now? Have you discovered any fun activities that you could introduce to us?
Yeah, I totally could imagine. Like, for me, I've been very introverted during this period of time. So we have always thought about how can we make our life feel so more joy. So recently, me and my husband decided to make this investment to Oculus. So we have bought this Oculus, I would say, last week, which has been totally, I wouldn't say life-changing, that's a little dramatic, but it was so immersive. And I remember there is a one place in Bugis you can actually have a VR experience. But I mean, if you bought a VR headset, you would actually feel the same. And it was really impressive. I would totally suggest both of you to probably procure one later, or I don't know, just try it out. It's just really amazing. It's just a great way to exercise. And it's also great fun to watch your friend or watch your partner to just doing random dances. It's just really funny.
I have to say that was a great sales pitch. I've never given it the remotest thought. And now I'm like, wait, I think we need one.
Yeah, there was just like yesterday, I wasn't like doing anything. I was just like watching my husband. He was just doing this dance and he was totally bizarre to just like doing all these movements. And he was totally in another world, which I don't know what's going on, but he was just so excited. And I shared that video with my family and friends as well. So they're feeling really funny as well. So I think it's a great way to getting some joy. What about you guys?
I have tried the Oculus before.
Nice.
So
do you like it?
I think there are similar sentiments out there. Mm-hmm. I tried it at a friend's place and they were saying you should get it too, and I could tell.
Yeah, go.
It's not life-changing, but I think that
but I'm hearing you both want to say life-changing.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, Elena, you should really get on with it, because I think you'll not only cover games, you can also do meditation there. You can also just enjoy a live concert.
Yeah, so many things to do. But yeah, today I think we're here to talk about scaled success, and really glad to have Audrey sharing with us more about the topics that we're going to talk about.
So with that, Audrey, tell us and our listeners, what is scaled success? So what does that mean to you?
Yeah, as Statista, my role as a CSM is really ensure our clients get the most value from, you know, Statista data. I work with both strategy clients and enterprise clients. I think the engagement strategy for a data providing service like Statista needs to be different from a pure technology product, as there is much shorter onboarding process to get the clients using our product, and generally more clients per CSM as well. It wouldn't be possible to handle, you know, all clients along the customer journey. So we need to, you know, use a skill engagement to give our clients a consistent experience from our brand and to touch base with them at the right cadence as well. when we're talking about skill customer success, it could mean a fully automated model, which you can just set up a standardized onboarding journey and let it run automatically. That could be more towards a B2C model. The other type of skill customer success engagement model could be like one-to-many, allows one CSM to use technology to deliver client communications at scale. So at Statista, I would say we're using more like a hybrid model, which will allow us to scale some of the touch points and being able to communicate with our clients directly as a phone call or meeting, simply forge a stronger relationship. The touch points we have scale are usually the ones which have a consistent message. For example, the welcome message, the check-in emails at 3-month, 6-month, or 9-month touch points. We're using email marketing tools to help, you know, with automation and setting up different triggers. We also have an automatic infographic newsletter, webinar series, which user can sign up for, and an online resources center, which users can find more information on how to use the tools and features. I would say other tools include like an app walkthrough, which it's also a skill engagement strategy we use to allow users to learn the basics of the platform easily.
Okay, wow. So that's a tremendous boost in terms of the ratios that you can operate per CSM.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow.
I feel like I would want some of those tools too, right?
I know, right? That's what I'm thinking.
The automated check-ins at 30, 60, 90 days. I think that's very, makes things more efficient for CSMs, that we don't have to personally type out the email. Those are some tips that we do have to take back and see how we can apply to the enterprise model or other models. But also thinking about the approach. So in the different organizations that you've been in, what are some ways they have approached skill success?
Yeah, I think, for example, I have been in the industry for the past 4 years because it would be very different from like any other pure technology product. So I would say having a information resource center, it's definitely great, really useful. It's like a learning platform, self-service. They can do self-learning at their own pace. You have your video and you have your shorter and concise tutorials in there to help you how you can use the tools and how you can understand different reports types or different sections on the platform. I think the learning center is definitely useful. And also, I believe a lot of company are also doing is the in-app walkthrough. It's definitely a really great way to scale the onboarding, for example, if you have clients who are, you know, really small, you really don't have resources for the CSM to go in and reach out to them to walk through the platform. I think an app walkthrough to introduce different sections and the tools will also be useful.
Yeah. How is that data used from the in-app walkthrough and from the learning platform? Like, are you able to capture that data and apply that to the scaled motion as well?
Yeah. So, for example, right now that we're using Pendo for our app walkthrough, so we're able to know like who actually did the walkthrough. So, for example, if you want to set up a campaign to sort of sending out like a welcome message and, you know, nurturing them through the 3-month, 6-month, 9-month touch points, you can use that data captured in there and create a marketing campaign to engage with them.
Wow, great. That is fantastic.
But also coming back to the CSM motion, right? So it also depends on how your organization views the CSM business unit. In your experience, talking about revenue growth and whether the CSMs take on a revenue number, how do you use the existing data to actually identify opportunities to expand, to cross-sell and upsell at scale?
I think at Statista, all our data and statistic or reports have tags. So for example, if you want to search for an online fashion market in Spain, this data pieces, or you're looking into like Amazon toy sales in UK. So these will all have a tag under e-commerce, for example. Using these tags, we're able to easily cluster users and create a persona of like-minded clients. So for example, I can easily find out the list of economic buyers who are most interested in online retail from existing clients. Then we can you know, easily run a campaign to offer them a trial for our add-on product, which is called the e-commerce database. To identify expansion opportunities at scale, technology has really helped us to see that potential accounts through a single view. For example, looking at accounts that have a strong health score and a trend of high usage, as it indicates accounts has become more and more engaged, and likely more users within the company would benefit from join their account. And the other way to identify expansion opportunities to look at insights from the marketing tool we have. So we can take a look at our email campaign metrics at the end of the campaign, identify users or accounts that have highest engagement. Of course, these are the example to identify such opportunities at scale. In reality, we also identify, you know, signals from our day-to-day conversation with the clients as well.
And in your day-to-day conversations, then, is that also a way for you to actually find a more personalized approach towards identifying these opportunities? Or what are other triggers that actually lead to that?
Yeah, so for I think especially when you're talking to a person on the phone, it's just provides so much opportunity for you to understand what are they frustrated about, even from the tone of their voice. So I think it's really important to jump on the call instead of writing email. From there, you're able to see how they frame their problems and how do they share with their frustrations with you, or how do they love certain features. Then you can really see, okay, if this client really loved these tools, and potentially some of the relevant teams will be benefiting from this tool as well. So from that personal conversation, that really allows you to tap into so many more expansion opportunities and or cross-sell or upsell. And I think another important part is really about tracking those responses and document it very well as well, because when you're handling one of the account, it's just for usually the standard contract period is 1 year. It's really easy to lose that signals. Probably at the 3 month, you're not so sure if this client's is able to or having the potential to buy an add-on product. But if you're able to capture that signals and also the future signal capture in one place during the renewal or during the 9th month renewal discussion start, and you can really share that with the sales team, and they are able to pick up all the signals we have talked about earlier, and having a more meaningful conversation for the sales as well, because you're able to really use those evidence to support their negotiation.
Yeah, I really like that. I feel like Audrey is living in the future of sales already, yeah. Right?
It's in the VR world.
Yeah, data tooling, technology, data-rich insights that actually lead to very good business decision-making on upsells, cross-sells, and also renewals, and helping the sales team. I believe your sales team is very grateful for all the information that you provide.
Yeah, them. I think one of the things I really learned, because before Citizen, I was at FT. So what I'm doing is really about sales development and really building up the need for the sales team to expand opportunities. Mm-hmm. I think building those evidence are so, so important, because they are able to share, okay, from this team, this stakeholder, he actually mentioned that in the past, he's really interested in this. So that provides so much great insight for decision holder as well, because the decision maker will be able to think that, okay, this decision maker, he's interested in this. And if we're not able to provide this resources to this decision maker, that wouldn't look so great. So I think capturing those insights are really valuable.
And so we talked a bit about in our walkthroughs, personalization at scale, but you also had this little experiment that you said that you had and wanted to share with us about. What is that about?
Oh, yeah. So what I did right now is to really trying to make my engagement more interesting, because especially during pandemic, it's really hard for people to get the attention to read emails. I'm sure everyone's sending so many emails to them. What I started to use is the video, which you can actually embed it in your email communications. which I think that has definitely improved the engagement so much more, because you can also do this at scale as well. For example, you can set up a campaign and you can insert one of your video, which targeted people who are interested in e-commerce data, for example, and you can only talk about e-commerce and how, what is the changing landscape in e-commerce post-COVID and what are the interesting topics you can talk about in e-commerce, and really having this personalized conversation. And when people click your video, you're also able to track those engagement metrics as well. I think that has definitely been really, really useful. And also it's a really great exercise to help yourself be more creative and more individualized. Well, even though it's a skill program, but actually, if you look into, you're essentially finding out people who are interested in a certain topic and targeting at them. It's also, in a way, it's personalized.
Yeah, so it's taking that tech touch and then personalizing it. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of that, but not too much. How long are your videos? Do you experimented with that?
So I usually like to do like 1 to 2 minutes. I think two minutes are the max. Another thing I'm trying to do, it's what I just had this idea like the other day, is that I'm going to actually interview our data expert to just talk through like what are the surprising data they have found in a particular industry. It's because how we segment our data expert is also through topic as well. So they are in charge of the particular area, which is their expertise. I can 2 minutes video to interview what are the surprising facts for in FMCG markets, and do people start to go back to pub, you know, in UK? Yeah, I think that would definitely, I hope, generating some interest from the audiences.
I'm interested.
Yeah. I'm interested too. We're talking about how Audrey seems to be living in the future of success, right?
No.
Yes. So much tooling, so much rich data insights, automated email campaigns. What do you think scaled success would then look like in the future? What are some trends you're already observing right now?
I think COVID-19 has really accelerated this, because a lot of people are working remotely, making it much easier to host client webinars, and secondly, by raising the bar for our digital engagement as well. As customers continue to stay digital post-COVID, expectations for digital experience will continue to rise as well, I think. So I think the future probably would be really about personalization at scale. Companies, I think, also have to realize the importance of investing in digital customer engagement tools and having access to rich insights about their customers in order to understand where users are in their customer success journey and predict and recommend the next best action that will add value to them. I think turning to technology to deliver on the promise of personalization will be a must-have over the next year or two. That's what I imagine.
Brilliant. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think a lot of what you've said really resonates in the context of one thing that's happened through these last couple of years is customer expectations and customer demands are so much higher, right?
Yeah.
And to be able to leverage those and meet those needs.
Yeah,
so thank you very much, Audrey. It's been a really interesting and educational discussion and a lot of fun.
It's my pleasure.
So just to quickly summarize, so the scaled approach, it varies depending on the volume of your customers, the type of customer base you have. As always, when it comes to customer success, you need to have goals aligned to business outcomes. Key there is segmentation. So to define your tech touch approach for where you're doing true scale through campaigns, for example, versus a hybrid approach where you start to get into tech touch plus data to create that personalization that you were speaking about. And it's that personalization through meaningful data and meaningful insights to meet the increasing customer demands and expectations, combined with the introduction of more customer success tools that will shape the scaled success of the future. So thank you, Audrey. Thank you, listeners, for joining in. Your feedback is always welcome. Let us know any future topics of interest, or of course, if you would like to join us. And remember, like or follow Success AF on your favorite podcast platform.